Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Brand new week, brand new Second Date Update. What's up, Debbie?
Hey, Frito and Katie. How are you guys? I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. We're glad to have you here, and we're ready to start the week with hopefully another second date. We were almost 50% last week.
That's right.
Believe it or not.
We had two, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, that's a record.
Almost never happens.
I'm put on the whiteboard.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to help push up that percentage, but I'm a little worried that that might be challenging because I think he might think that I'm a little high maintenance.
Okay. Well, why do you feel that way? What's going on?
Well, okay. So we had a date planned. We had a dinner reservation. I was totally excited for it, but things kind of came up. And he was a total sport about it, but I feel a little badly now.
Wait, you canceled your date?
Yeah. Is that
so?
What?
Like, you didn't go out? This is a first date update?
No. We did go out. It just wasn't the date that we had initially planned, like with the dinner. We didn't end up going to dinner. In fact, we never ate anything at all, and things got a little crazy. But have you guys seen the new Dia de Muertos Barbies that dropped recently?
Yes. Yes. I love them.
Are these what you were showing me
yes.
the other day? These are so cool.
I don't know how many years they've been doing them, but they're awesome. Were you able to, like, find one out in the wild? Like, did you score some?
They're totally amazing. I did, but okay. So before we get there,
okay,
I am in this Facebook group. It's for Barbie fans, and I got a tip that they might be available at this certain HEB store.
Okay.
I thought they'd gotten a shipment. So I had Ray drive me to the store, but I was too late. They were gone. But I didn't want to just give up. So I convinced him to take me to another HEB just to check. And then things kind of just kept going. But the good news is I found one after all. I found one. I scored it. But I know I might have come across like a little bit demanding or like a kind of like a brat about the whole thing.
Yeah, you said it kept going.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, how many stores are we talking about? Like, how many HEBs?
I feel like it was maybe like six. Could have been as many as eight. I don't know. It just
went into HEBs. Y'all drove around to eight HEBs trying to find these things.
Potentially. Went into kind of like a time warp or something. I mean, it was a few hours and
like that's
I
nuts.
Mean, I get on the one hand that like the thrill of the hunt. You know, that's kind of, in a way, fun.
Yeah, that's
you know?
That's
I mean,
true.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, and it makes a memory, right?
Yes,
like
it has to.
It probably stands out more than a lot of other things you could do.
Than just a dinner.
Right.
Oh, totally. Like, this is a lasting memory for me. It was really, really fun. And, yeah, it was like a thrill of the chase and all that. Like, are we going to find one? Maybe at
Absolutely.
The next door.
Yes.
Or the next. And
I'm invested.
Like, Ray's... Totally. Ray is a really funny guy, and he's super nice and considerate for just rolling with my crazy scavenger hunt.
Obviously.
And, if I were him, I'd probably have dropped me off back at my house after, like, maybe stop four or so.
just left you at an HEB?
He could have, but he didn't. He stuck with me the whole night. But now... I'm not getting any response to my text. So I think the Barbies might have thrown him, and I'd like to get a do-over and get to know him better, actually sit down for a meal, and maybe I can convince him to forgive me for just going a little nuts.
Well, I mean, clearly that's a problem, right? Like, I can see how that would be the issue. Why didn't you just go get these off of Amazon? Like, why?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, well, it's not, but, you know.
Oh, I don't have an Amazon account.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't use Amazon now.
You don't?
I don't.
have an Amazon account?
Did you tell him that? Does he know that you somehow don't have one? Like, is that possible?
I mean, I don't think it came up, but I mean, I know a lot of people that don't have an Amazon account. It's not weird.
Okay.
I am on Facebook.
All right. I mean, at least we know
what
we're dealing with.
One of the two ain't bad, I guess.
Yeah, we know. I feel like we have a really good grasp of the situation that we're getting into.
You're really painting us a picture here, Debbie.
All right, let's see if we can make this happen for you, Debbie. We're going to get Ray on the phone. We're going to talk to him next.
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we were talking to Debbie a little earlier on, learning a whole lot. I mean, Barbie dolls.
No Amazon.
No Amazon. I don't think that would have come up on the date, honestly. I don't see that just being slipped into casual conversation, so we cannot blame it on that.
I think the dolls, on the other hand, and the 8 HEBs.
Yeah, I'm thinking Ray was a little annoyed that he was essentially doing someone else's errand.
He's a
running
saint.
Right on a date. But let's get him on the line and find out. Hey, Ray, are you there?
Yeah, this is Ray. Who's calling?
Hey, Ray, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. You guys did the new morning show, right? I listened.
Notice he didn't say liked it.
Yeah,
he said he listened.
That's okay. That's all we care about.
You know
you don't have to.
We'll take it, bud.
Yeah, That's enough. That is enough.
Well, we're doing okay, and you might be better here in a minute because we are actually calling you with a prize. So you've won something you didn't even have to enter, and it is a fabulous second date package. So it's totally customizable, mostly customizable. You can build the date. You just can't pick the person you go on the date with.
Okay. Sounds fun, but you know, who am I going on a date with?
It's Debbie, Ray. Do you remember Debbie?
Oh, Debbie. Do I remember Debbie? No, guys. No date with her. She's suspect as hell, that gal.
Suspect?
Well, look, before we get into this, I understand why you might have reservations, man. And I know it's frustrating to have plans change at the last minute and have to run around town to
do someone else's shopping.
Yeah, basically. But she seems apologetic in what we got from her. Please tell us you aren't going to blow this whole thing up over some Barbies.
Wait, no, the Barbies? Nah. I mean, it's not that. That was a little bit annoying, but it was also kind of endearing.
Right.
I don't want to go back out with her because what I found out about her while we're driving all around this godforsaken town. I hit like HEB after HEB after HEB.
Ray, was it the Amazon thing? she doesn't use Amazon.
Who doesn't have an Amazon account?
What?
I mean,
that's
weird. But
excellent question.
That's kind of strange. That is weird. No, but that it's got nothing to do with that. I didn't even know that. But anyway, it was a pretty good date. We're in a car for hours. You got nothing else to do, so we're talking.
Yeah.
A really good first date. You know, we learned everything.
Audience,
learned about a job,
sure.
Friends. Yeah. Families. By the end, you know a lot about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, this chick, she got a long con working with her boss. You know, she's really hot, very attractive, but she's telling me how she's been flirting with this guy at the office. I get the impression they were hooking up. I mean, she was alluding to using him to moving up the corporate ladder,
what?
In the upper management, all this stuff. I don't know. It was real skeezy.
What are we talking about? That's
weird. First of all, weird thing to bring up on a date.
It is. How?
Really weird first date conversation, that's for sure. So anyway, she's telling about it. The guy's rich. He's got all his connections. You know, whatever. Like she's playing him for a fool. She's convinced she's going to make triple what she's been making now for her efforts.
Ew.
It was like a really, really gross brag.
Ew, her efforts.
Excuse me. What do you think gives you the right to try and call me out like this?
That's Debbie? The right?
Yeah.
What do you mean the right?
Yeah,
Ray. We had Debbie on the line. She just wanted to know why she wasn't getting a call back from you.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that you never stop to think about hooking up with your boss for personal gain might be a massive turnoff to me.
Yeah, seems like it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to have any sort of a life before I met you. Look, you asked about my job, and I told you. I was honest. There is a promotion up for grabs and one that I wouldn't have been eligible for at least a few months. But the money, totally life-changing for me. I mean, I could buy like every Barbie in town, seriously. And my boss, he's like a George Clooney type, okay? He's older than me. He's more experienced. And I don't know. The whole thing was both taboo and exciting, and it made the professional game that much sweeter. And you, Ray, you can't make me feel guilty about this. I don't regret any part of it, and I probably would have hooked up with him anyway at some point. So don't pretend like if you were given the option, you wouldn't have done the exact same thing.
Well, I would never do that. I couldn't do that. You're basically hooking. You even said you're hooking. You weren't eligible for the job. You took the job away from someone else.
I mean, that is pretty gross.
It's kind of a stretch, though.
Maybe, Ray, I'm just furthering my career and having fun at the same time. Maybe I'm just dating casually. And I don't know what's so horrible about that situation. It's not gross. And I wish I'd never brought it up in the first place. It doesn't affect you. I mean, you and I have only been on one date, and we aren't actually together. So you aren't allowed to get all high and mighty and territorial with me.
Well, I'm not getting territorial. I know we only had one date. That's not what happened here. But what you're doing is wrong. You're sending out a terrible message. You can do whatever you want. Sure, it doesn't affect me at all, but I would never go out on another date with you.
Good Lord. Well, I assumed that from everything that you guys were going back and forth on.
Yeah.
No date, no Barbie.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Ray didn't get a Barbie?
No,
this whole thing, and Ray didn't get a Barbie?
Well, he can order one off of Amazon. I think he'll be fine.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.